From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. A multiracial crowd of 100 or so crowded into a storefront office on Biscayne Boulevard last night. They emerged a couple of hours later as the Committee on State Violence, a group with a direct action agenda for ending what they consider state-sponsored racial abuse that only begins with police killings of unarmed black men. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Rick Stone was there.
When I was 15 years old, I was sexually assaulted by a uniformed police officer.
After all these years of silence, it was time for Yesenia Garcia to tell the story of the alleged rape, about the fear of police that did not end until Friday night. That's when she joined the crowd of demonstrators who blocked I-195 to protest the killing of unarmed black men by police officers in Missouri and New York.
When I was standing with my sisters and my brothers blocking the highway, I felt exactly the opposite of what I felt like in that moment that night.
Like Garcia, organizers in Miami felt the strength of that moment. Muhammad Malik of Miami's Florida New Majority says the killings of Michael Brown, Eric Garner, and the local victim, graffiti artist Israel Rifa Hernandez, created an historic opportunity to address historic injustice.
It's about police brutality. It's about militarization. It's about how people of color, particularly black people, are disproportionately impacted. But it's also about all the other racial disparities.
And those disparities, Malik says, are the state violence, the official acts of police, judges, social workers, immigration officials, and school principals that repress and undermine non-white lives. At Tuesday night's meeting, State Violence Committee organizers distributed 4 pages of direct action tactics that they say Miamians may soon experience. Marches, strikes, obstructions, boycotts, sick-outs, even hunger strikes. Organizer Whitney Maxey said people will know why it's happening.
When we stop, like, I-195, we also take that opportunity to talk to the people in the cars, as well as send the message that we're not going to let things just happen as they normally happen.
I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
In cities nationwide, protests continue in response to recent police-involved deaths of unarmed black men, most notably Michael Brown in Ferguson and Eric Garner in New York. Last weekend, a massive demonstration in Miami was followed by a similar one in Fort Lauderdale. But as WLRN's Christine DiMatte tells us, the protest feeder bans are barely glancing off of Palm Beach County.
The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office says there were 2 mild protests in West Palm Beach and Delray Beach over the weekend. But the turnouts were small, maybe about 10 people at each rally. That's nothing near the magnitude of last Friday's protest in Miami, where hundreds of demonstrators snarled Art Basel traffic, or Saturday's rally in downtown Fort Lauderdale that blocked several major arteries for hours. Hashim Benford is the director of the Power U Center for Social Change, one of the organizations that arranged the Miami protest. He says he can't speak to why there have been no significant demonstrations in Palm Beach County.
I know there were some people from Palm Beach who came down to the Art Basel action that we did on Friday, and we feel like, you know, now is a time to continue growing and continue building across South Florida and really start connecting the dots between our different organizations and our different communities.
Unlike Miami's protest, which was pulled together by a coalition of several activist organizations, the Fort Lauderdale rally was sparked by the Facebook and Twitter posts of one woman from Boca Raton. For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Christine DiMatte.
Representative Greg Stube, a Sarasota Republican, has filed a bill that would allow people licensed to carry concealed weapons to do so on the campuses of state colleges and universities. House Democratic Leader Mark Pafford of West Palm Beach says the answer to gun violence isn't more guns.
We look at these things differently based on where we come from throughout the state. Discharging a weapon where I live, the probability of hurting somebody is a lot higher because, you know, we're not living one person on 20 acres.
Representative Stube says he'd already planned to sponsor the bill even before the shooting at Florida State University last month. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.